Bernie Sanders was all over Michigan the weekend ahead of the state's primary. He traveled to 5 cities and held huge rallies in Ann Arbor, Detroit, and Grand Rapids. His Sunday rally in Grand Rapids brought out more than 7,000 people.
Thank you, Grand Rapids!
But his promise to bring out young voters didn't pan out. His rival Joe Biden swept every county in Michigan, even counties that Sanders had won by 25 points in 2016. Maddie Marlin is a Central Michigan University student. In a Mount Pleasant tap house, her eyes were glued to the TV as CNN projected Biden would win the state.
It was, again, disappointment, but not dismay, and not necessarily surprise either.
Biden performed well with suburban voters, black voters, and especially women in the state, winning women's votes 57% to Sanders' 39%. But Rebecca Turpinning, co-chair of Central Michigan for Bernie Sanders, says she doesn't understand how establishment Democrats can rally behind a candidate who wasn't many voters' first pick just a couple of weeks ago.
For the DNC to favor a candidate that nobody thought was likely to be kind of their pick, I don't understand how they can get behind somebody that I don't know has the volunteers to back him for November. So it kind of scares me to think about that.
Even with a skeletal on-the-ground operation, Biden was able to pull off a decisive victory in Michigan. If he wins the nomination, the final test for Democrats will be if he can win the state again in November. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Senske.